Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. You're about to listen to an episode of Your Everyday Cyber Podcast with Limor Kesem and Diana Kelly. We live in a cyberspace almost all the time, but do we know enough about living in it securely? Join this dynamic duo as they take you through an exploration of daily cyber activities and how you can make better choices to make them secure for yourself and your family. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Welcome to Your Everyday Cyber. I'm Limor Kesem, a threat intelligence professional and cybersecurity advisor to some of the largest corporations in the world, also one toddler's mom. My co-host is Diana Kelly, a cybersecurity expert who is the CTO and co-founder of Security Curve. It is the December holiday season already. It's almost hard to believe this year went by in a strange blur thanks to COVID. But December it is, and that means that whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, winter solstice, or another holiday this month, buying gifts is most likely on your to-do list. And you probably already started, or I hope you have. We already had, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. It's now called the Cyber Five, you know, the stretch between those dates. And with the pandemic still playing a big role in many countries, the convenience of shopping online is more attractive than ever for many shoppers. Actually, there's, you know, research out there that shows that people are more comfortable to feel less risk. You know, they don't want to go to shops. They want to shop online. Now, personally, I shop a ton online, especially since my little one was born. And then the pandemic just kicked that up to the maximum for me. You know, I buy everything online, anything I can. And that's year round. Now the holidays give me that extra hike of, you know, buying and sending gifts across the globe to loved ones way more than usual. How about you, Diana? Have you been shopping online for the holidays?
Yeah, you know it. I definitely have been. You know, till recently, I was on the road all the time for my job. But thanks to COVID, as with so many of us, not able to travel. But I really depended on getting back to hotel rooms late at night after my meetings, being able to shop online to buy presents to prepare. So it's something that I was really used to. And then, of course, this year, because a lot of us can't go to the shops, it's been a real lifesaver. And I focused a lot on gift baskets, food baskets this year, because I thought with so many people home and not able to go to their normal holiday gatherings with friends and family, maybe it'd be nice to have a little party in a basket, bring them a few smiles.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been pretty lucky with online shopping so far. Knock wood, of course. But you know, I do focus on you know, paying either with a credit card versus a debit card or using PayPal. And the few times I've received something that was the wrong item or a broken item, I've been really lucky because the sellers have been very good about making it right. But I know that I'm actually not the norm, that the FBI in August actually issued an alert to some consumers that, you know, online shopping experiences, that there are scammers out there. They're trying to get people to, for example, click on online ads and then get them to pay with money transfers, which is harder to recover than a credit card payment, for example. Mm-hmm. So there are some, as with all, you know, criminal activities, there are definitely some scammers trying to take advantage of online shopping. I don't, have you seen anything like that or had a bad experience, Limor?
I had some. Yeah, I'm usually pretty careful. But I've seen scam sites and I sometimes see stuff published, you know, if I Google something or even my Facebook feed, I could see weird things. They take you to websites that kind of have no intention of sending you anything. Like I'd get a tracking number that just leads to nothing. And what I do is usually I pay with PayPal because that way I have like this extra team on the other side that helps me if something goes wrong. If I say, hey, I didn't get my stuff, they're going to check into it for me. And, you know, make sure I get my money back. So that, you know, when things happen, which, again, is not extremely often, then, yeah, I've had this help. And so, you know, there are a lot of benefits for shopping online. It's very convenient. But consumers do need to take some precautions. I mean, somebody's telling you to put in a money transfer. That should light, you know, kind of throw in a red flag. Don't get caught out like the shoppers in the FBI advisory. So this is why we're really excited to welcome this week's guest, Gabriel Friedlander. He's the founder of a company called Wiser. It's a security awareness training company. Welcome, Gabriel.
Thank you very much for having me. This is a great topic to talk about, shopping, one of my favorite topics.
For sure. Yeah. Can you please tell us a little bit about what you do and why you founded Wiser Training?
Sure. So, you know, I have this crazy vision that, you know, people should be able to go online without getting scammed. It's far-fetched, right? And I think it will take many, many years to get there. But I truly believe that it should be a basic life skill, right? Like online safety, sort of like when we cross the road, we look left and right automatically, even if there's no cars around. It's just a habit. I think this day and age where our kids are sort of living in the virtual world, and I think this was emphasized during the pandemic, how much we rely on the virtual world, we should have some basic online safety skills. The industry as a whole is too much focused on companies, on protecting companies, which makes sense, right? But not so much on protecting people. And in my vision, we should focus on people, and therefore we don't only talk about things that are related to the company, but we talk about things that are very relevant to the everyday person. You know, shopping is one of them, job scams and all of those things. These are things we touch and we talk about. And they usually, by the way, are very parallel in the attack. You know, people click on phishing links when it comes to shopping, just like they would do when it comes to work. So it really helps to create a security culture at home, and which will hopefully trickle to work later on. We're not doing enough to educate people.
Thank you so much for doing that. I mean, what a great mission to go out and help people be safer. And that's really the sort of the core of your everyday cyber and why Lamour and I started this podcast. So now, as people go online, we hear about that there are risks. We know the FBI has issued some warnings. But you know, for the listeners, could you explain a little bit of the ways that criminals are putting people's safety or information safety at risk when they're doing their online shopping?
Yeah, so, you know, we have to remember that criminals are basically, you know, illegal business owners, right? They use the same methods that legit business use in many ways. Just the offering is fake, which means they put their products in marketplaces, they purchase ads or, you know, or use other people's accounts to create ads. But at the end of the day, we meet them the same way we meet other products. They just think like marketers. So they have a funnel. They issue emails out. They do social media campaigns. They do, they pretend to be famous bloggers or, you know, all of that stuff. And we just can't avoid it, right? You know, we can't tell what's legit and what's not when we just look at it. You know, we're going to talk about some tips, how to avoid it, but they have their upper hand because they have an advantage. They can offer things that real legit businesses just can't offer, right? They can have a better discount than anyone else and still use those same ads. And a lot of people mistakenly think that social media sites like, you know, Facebook or Google should filter those out. They have this magic wand where they know, oh, this ad is a scam, this ad is not. And they do the job for us to protect us. But it's not like that, right? They don't know. They actually do remove a lot of ads, but not enough. There are just so many ads out there that are totally fake. So once we understand that we live in this environment where legit and fake items are in the same marketplace, and it's really up to us to protect ourselves, and we cannot rely on, you know, on other sites to do the job. They try, but we cannot rely on them. Then we're going to be in a better place. And we're making it so easy for criminals to steal from us, you know, like we don't value our own data. So we share so much, they can now target us or retarget us with all the, you know, regular tools, because they know so much about us, and now they can tailor emails and they can tailor offerings that just hit, you know, a spot that make us click at the end of the day. So I think once people understand that, you know, that criminals basically are businesses and they think like marketers and they use the same tools in many ways, then I think people will understand that they're not necessarily being targeted, you know, because they always think about, why would anybody hack me? But they're targeted the same way marketers target them. You know, they just hope they click and then it will, you know, become an opportunity and then a shopping cart and then a deal. But in this case, you will get nothing. You'll just, you know, your information will be stolen.
Right. Well, this is definitely true. And I really do agree with what you've been saying. What about small businesses that want to sell online? Do you have some information about how they could be at risk nowadays?
Yeah. So first of all, we see a lot of, you know, there's a trend I read, I think the other day, was that Shopify merchants have generated about $5 point something billion in revenues between, you know, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which basically means on the good side that I think people are shopping online, but local or from, you know, independent brands, which is obviously great, right? On the other hand, for scammers, it's now easy to pretend to be those local shops, because once we go outside the boundaries of, you know, let's say Amazon and some of those well-known sites, and we are open to shop at unknown brands, then obviously our risks are growing, you know, exponentially, because we don't even go outside the social media app. We buy directly from Facebook, you know, with all or Instagram. We just, you know, put our credit card information and there's actually no site behind it. On shops, we can see that they're really struggling with a lot of fake credit cards. So, and it's very hard for them. You know, they have to return those products. They lose a lot of revenues. So that's, you know, that's really, really hard for them. They're losing a lot of money in just fake fake shoppers, basically. So it goes both ways, right? You have fake shoppers and that are using sometimes legit, you know, stolen credentials, stolen credit cards. So they're using those stolen credit cards. I ship the product and then I lose my merchants. So yeah, all of those things are not easy. I'll share in a few minutes, you know, there's a lot of tips of how we can defend ourselves, but I think it starts with mindset, understanding that we are in this environment that, you know, it's really about us to protect ourselves and get educated.
Yeah, it's such a great point. It really is about our mindset. And you know, you raise a really wonderful, you know, looking at both the sides of that, the criminals that are not just going after the consumers, they're going after the small business owners and the merchants too, you know, any way that they can monetize. So if you were talking to, you know, as a trainer, talking to consumers about their shopping and being safe online, what would be the top three things that you would tell them to look out for?
So here is the thing. Attackers don't target our technical skills. They target our emotions, you know? So it's really about, if it's around shopping, then is it too good to be true? You know, like, does it make sense, this offer? What I usually advise is, you know, first of all, don't act immediately, because that's what criminals want you to do. Their vulnerability is that, you know, the longer you think about it, the harder it will be to close the sale. Again, just like a regular, you know, deal. You don't want to lengthen the sale cycle. So if you see something that looks too good to be true, don't act immediately. Don't be like, oh, there's a timer ticking. You know, I have 1 hour left or whatever, and I have to do it now. Then first of all, don't. You know, if this is a legit deal, what I would do is first of all, go navigate, you know, not click on the link. If it's Nike or whatever, just go to the website. If they have an amazing deal and they advertise it on social media, they would probably have it on their website as well, right? If it's something they are pushing. So go to the actual website and look for that deal. You know, it's your job to verify that the authenticity of that campaign. You cannot just assume that it's meant for you, you know, and you're just lucky. You're not lucky, you know. Usually all of those things are against us, not in, you know, not in our favor. So manually go to the website and check it out. Other things, make sure you are on the correct shopping cart. You know, you may be starting from Facebook or whatever, you know, you're not on the actual website. Eventually you go to the shopping cart. They can look identical to the real one. So you have to make sure, you know, look at the URL, look at all those small details. But again, I would just go to the official site. But before, even when you go to the official site, always just make sure that you're on the correct shopping cart page before you check out. Some things that you mentioned earlier is, you know, pay with credit card, you know, because if you report fraudulent transactions later, you may be reimbursed. Depends how quick you do that. Some people like to pay with gift cards that are not linked to specific bank account, but not with debit, because, you know, once you pay with debit card, if you lose your money, you lose your money, you won't get it back. Other small things that are just a good thing to have, they're not necessarily, you know, will protect you, but, you know, make sure it's a secure site, HTTPS, you know, this is stuff that I always look for. And a few, just a few other things that I think are also worth mentioning. After you shop, also look out for emails about shipping issues. Now you would say, how would they know about it? One of the things people tend to do is, you know, they post online what they purchased, right? So that's another thing I wouldn't do. Just be happy with what you purchased, right? But if you go online and you start posting about it, if I was a scammer and I see that, I will reach out to you, pretend to be Amazon or whatever site I, you know, I shopped at, and I can call you from customer service to see that, you know, you got your products and we have a coupon for you for the next deal. So don't advertise online what you purchased. I would prefer not to do that. And also make sure that just pay attention to, you know, Amazon won't just call you, right? Or all those sites. So if you do get an email or you do get an inbound call from them, once again, I would hang up the phone, call them back, call Amazon back and say, hey, you just call me, you know, I want to verify this is true. You offered a coupon. Is this legit? Usually that won't happen. You know, the real Amazon won't call you to give you a coupon. But if you still think you got a coupon, just hang up, obtain the real number, call them back and, you know, and verify that.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Gabriel, you know, I saw, and this is what prompted me to reach out to you to come on our podcast. I saw that you had some kind of cool gift ideas that you put on LinkedIn. And it's kind of like, you know, instructionals on safe shopping, for example. In fact, that would be a really good idea for us here.
But I think it's really important. You know, one of the things I always say is security starts at home, or security culture starts at home. We need to talk about it and we need to share, you know, everyone has probably seen some, you know, fake ads or fake scams or stuff like that. You know, share it with your family, talk about it, because it's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's not like you listen to this now and now you are aware and you go about your business and you will never get scammed. You know, everyone can get scammed. It's not just shopping. You know, it really depends on what makes me tick. You know, if a nurse calls me from school because something happened with my kid, I don't think at that moment about being scammed. You know, my emotions are like, you know, driving me crazy. So everyone can get scammed. It really depends on what makes them trigger. So it's a journey. We have to remember, we have to acquire new habits. And those new habits are also based on just talking about it.
But I loved what you had to say about that it's a journey and that anyone can get scammed, because I think that's really important for consumers who might be nervous about security to remember that the attackers are doing everything they can to get us to respond. And experts like you, and I know experts like me, sometimes I have had something come in. I got a call that's purported to be from the IRS a few years ago saying that I was in arrears with my taxes. And for a moment, I was like, what? You know, they go for your emotions and push your buttons. So it's so great that we have people like you and your guides to help people to know, you know, stay calm. And these are the things to look for as you're shopping online and to make sure that you can do it safely without exposing yourselves or your loved ones to cyber risk.
I think you know, one thing that you said that is very, very, very important, I just want to emphasize it. like I said, everyone can be a victim and you should not be embarrassed. You know, I think it's crucial for people to understand that it can happen to anyone, including if you're a security professional. Guys, everyone can get scammed. And what's more important is that there is help. You're not alone. You know, it's not like, it's just people are shy because they feel like they did something dumb or, but in that moment, it felt real. And we have to support, you know, people and victims are, you know, from every aspect of life, you know, starting with kids, elderly people, professional people, and there is help. I think that's the key thing. If something like that happens, talk to a friend about it, you know, start there.
Yes, absolutely. And I think if we have one more thing that if you've been listening to Your Everyday Cyber for a while, you probably know that Lamour and I are very big fans of one thing for security for all consumers, and that is a password manager. Right? So Lamour, are you going to be getting any of those for any of your friends or family?
Oh, you know what? This is a really good question because I have something that I just learned. Some of the password managers are there. You know, some of them are free or have a free version. But now, because of the holidays, most of the big ones have also family deals. So they have like 50% off or, you know, a family deal. And I think that's awesome because nowadays, if you look at teenagers, they already have a bunch of accounts. They've been logging into Zooms. They've been doing all these different things online. And even they already need a password manager. So I'm going to give a couple of names, even though it's kind of giving publicity, but I want people to know what they should, you know, they can go look for. They can Google password managers, but let's say Keeper, that password manager has, you know, sales right now, LastPass, Dashlane. There are a few out there, you know, you can always also check, there are all kinds of computer magazines that will put out the top 10 list for each year. And that's always a good thing. You know, go check it out, get a password manager and only then start shopping because that will give you a way to have unique and secure passwords for each of the accounts you own, no matter how many accounts you have. And you can generate really tough passwords that hackers will have a hard time getting to.
Yeah, they really are. They're so, so helpful. So thank you so much, Gabriel, for being with us today and for doing what you do. And on our next episode of Your Everyday Cyber, we're going to be celebrating the new year or the coming new year with Ron Craig. And we're going to be talking about New Year security resolutions. So please don't miss that chat. You're sure to adopt some of those resolutions, or we hope you will for you and your family.
Please follow our podcast. Don't miss the next episode. Join us online and reach out to us. We have a Twitter account, that's Cyber Every Day, or we have LinkedIn, and you can also email us if you have questions you want us to respond to, youreverydaycyber@securitycurve.com. Our podcast page has all the information we talked about today, resources like where you can report issues to the FBI and everything else we talked about. So thank you all for being with us today. Stay safe and have happy holidays.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Your Everyday Cyber Podcast with Lamour and Diana. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. We'll be right back.